Republic, conservative, libertarian, deep red. Many of these candidates get ignored by the mainstream media, but they're not ignored here. Hear these interviews on my podcast at www.kabu.fm/between us. Listen to the people who want to lead you in 2014. Oregon State judicial, legislative, and gubernatorial candidate interviews at my podcast, www.kabu.fm/between us.
This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Grendel's, a neighborhood coffee house offering organic coffee, sandwiches for breakfast and lunch, and Wi-Fi. Proud to support KABU, Grendel's is open every day at East Burnside and 8th. Information at 503-595-9550 on Facebook or at grendelscoffee.com.
Welcome to Between the Covers, a weekly KABU program featuring interviews with authors of fiction and nonfiction. I'm your host this week, Leanne Kranz. I'm joined in the studio by English Department faculty from Mount Hood Community College, Lydia Yuknovich, Michelle Hampton, and Andy Garovich. They're here to tell us about a literary micro-conference on the theme of writing the body. The conference begins today at noon and runs through Saturday, with readings and workshops by internationally known writers Kimberly Dark and Christopher Ryan. The event is free and open to the public and takes place at Mount Hood Community College in Gresham. Thanks to a generous donation, we're offering Christopher Ryan's New York Times bestselling book, Sex at Dawn, and Kimberly Dark's performance CD, Location is Everything, as thank you gifts to those of you who call to support KABU during the program. Welcome, Lydia, Michelle, and Andy.
Thanks.
Great to be here.
It's good to be here.
So what do you have planned for the conference?
Well, we thought about this at the beginning of the year. This is the last event in our Creative Writer Speaker Series, which has gone really well so far. We've had some wonderful, wonderful speakers at the campus. We had Tom Spanbauer, Willie Vlauten, Pam Houston, Sean Davis. Who am I forgetting?
Mark Russell.
God is disappointed in you. So it's just been a fantastic year, and the students are loving it. And we wanted to close the year with this micro conference on writing sexualities or embodied writing. And so it's a 4-day event that goes today through Saturday, and then also next Wednesday, the 14th. And today we have a faculty reading that will introduce the series and have some of our faculty from the English department reading. I'll be reading. Lydia will be reading. Sarah Rivera. Michelle, Jody Marion, who else?
Scarlett
Saavedra, and
I think that's it.
That might be it.
Amelia, yeah, a few other folks introducing the conference, and that's today at noon to 1 o'clock. Friday, Kimberly Dark and Christopher Ryan will be there, and they'll be both reading and interacting with the audience, and that's from 11:30 to 1. And then on Saturday, we have two writing workshops going from 10 to noon, on the campus, where community members or students will be able to come and do a intensive writing workshop either with Kimberly or Christopher. And then the following week, we have a themed student reading, which is kind of a response to the conference. The whole reason we do these things is for the students. And it was very important to us to get their response and get them involved in not only absorbing the information, but responding to it and participating. So that'll be the following Wednesday, the 14th, from noon to 1.
Very cool. So if community members are interested in participating in these workshops, how do they sign up?
They can contact the English department. They can contact Michelle Hampton at Mount Hood Community College, or Andy Garovich, or Lydia Yuknovich, all out at Mount Hood. Or if they just want to give the humanities department a call, we would sign them up.
Do you know that number off the top of your head?
No.
If they call 503-491-6422 and just ask the switchboard for the humanities department, they'll be taken right there. And they'll just have to, the person that answers can check if there's space left for whichever workshop the person's calling about, and all they'll have to leave is a phone number, email address, and their name.
And I do have an email address here for Lydia. lydia.yuknovich@mhcc.edu. That's lydia.yuknovich@mhcc.edu. For those community members who'd like to sign up for these workshops with either Christopher Ryan or Kimberly Dark, are they holding different topics? Do the workshops focus on different things?
The workshops focus on related but similar themes. The main theme is writing the body, but that covers a lot of territory in terms of gender and society, I guess I would say, and our roles in it and who we are and how we present ourselves. And we partly are interested in opening up the question, what is the body? How do we live it? How do we understand one another corporeally? And so many of our students are struggling with who they are identity-wise that we thought this was an exceptional way to approach the question of identity by and through the body. So that's one thing they'll both be concentrating on. But mostly the students will be having fun writing in ways they've never written before.
Ah, interesting. I mentioned earlier that we're offering two of the writer's works as thank you gifts this hour. Christopher Ryan's New York Times bestselling book, Sex at Dawn, and Kimberly Dock's performance CD, Location is Everything. How did these particular works inform this conference, or how do they impact you guys?
I can maybe talk about Chris a little bit. You know, Chris is a really interesting guy. He's a PhD in anthropology, and I've been calling him kind of jokingly, but also not, the Indiana Jones of sex, because he goes around the world really trying to understand and study the origins of human behavior and human society and the development of human civilization through the lens of sexual relationships and sexual identity. He even has the hat, and I'm sure there's a whip involved at some point too, but for different reasons. But the book, when it came out, immediately was an international success, and Dan Savage said it was the most important book on human sexuality since the Kinsey Report came out. And I find it to be a fascinating and honest look at human behavior, very much like the Kinsey Report, that he's just really trying to get to the bottom of why people behave the way they do, especially in terms of this notion of perceived monogamy. Right. And so the whole culture of cheating and people sneaking around hotel rooms and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. AshleyMadison.com, this whole industry that's risen up around infidelity. And Chris says, why deny that this is an aspect of our behavior and that these things are ways to cope with it? And let's just look at it directly. Why do people act this way? The other thing I found fascinating is it explodes the myth that has existed. That's another culturally imposed stereotype, that men have this drive for multiple partners but women do not, because women are somehow more naturally faithful or demure or monogamous, but men have this biological need to spread DNA. And he goes much further into that, as we were talking before, starting with the primates but then moving really into human societies and challenging some longly and deeply held ideas about the nature of human relationships. And so and he's just a dynamic speaker and a funny guy. And so I thought he would be a great person to bring. I came to the department with a real passion to bring nonfiction authors and to bring a passion for writing in nonfiction, embodied writing, writing from the body and through the body, and writing honestly is one of the things that means too. And so I thought he'd be a great person to bring to establish that conversation. There's many people that disagree with Chris's research. It's because it challenges some of the things they deeply hold. But it's... His research is hard to ignore, and it's a great conversation starter. And I think it's going to be a dynamic way for our students to enter this conversation and talk about their own sexual identities and relational identities.
When his book first came out, it was the polar opposite of everything I've been taught. Mm-hmm. And it was really freeing, especially as a woman. Mm-hmm. I found it quite illuminating, and I'm changed after reading it. We featured him on KBOO, and I'd like to bring him back.
I'm sure he'd love to come in, and his wife Cassie is also brilliant, and a PhD in psychology herself, and co-wrote the book with him, and is also an amazing, interesting person.
We're talking about Sex at Dawn by Christopher Ryan. Now you have the opportunity to call KBOO and show your support and get a copy of Christopher Ryan's book, Sex at Dawn, or Kimberly Dark's performance CD, Location is Everything.
Absolutely, and I am Lynn. I'm here with my friend Will, and
that's
we
right.
would love you to pick up your phone right now and dial 877-500-5266 to become a member of KBOO. It's
simple. I took your members.
It's easy.
What about the sex book? Yeah,
we
yeah.
want all our sexiest oh, listeners.
Yes, yes, yes.
We want
yes,
all
we
our sexiest listeners to become members. If you're out there and you're listening to KBOO and you're a sexy person, we're talking about sex. We're talking about sex at dawn. We're talking about sex in books.
It's
and
juicy,
we want
baby.
You to call. Exactly. Exactly. We want you to call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Are you sexy enough to donate right now in this next half hour?
That's you the have challenge. To ask we are challenging you. We are challenging you right now.
We're challenging you. Do you feel challenged? You should do. So please pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. And don't forget, you can also donate online by looking up our web address, which is kboo.fm. And then it's very simple. You can click on our icon up there on the top right of the screen, I believe it is, and donate easily that way. You don't have to talk to anybody. But if you want to talk to some people, some lovely, beautiful people, then call us at our volunteer attended station here. It is 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO.
Absolutely. This is a sex at dawn, how we mate, why we stray, and what it means for modern relationships. It is a long description, a controversial, idea-driven book that challenges everything, listener, everything you think or know about sex, monogamy, marriage, and family. This is a juicy book. It's about sex. What's it about, Will?
It's about sex. And I'm British. I don't know anything about sex.
Absolutely.
So I want to check this
book. I think you're going to have to
really
become a member and get
it.
This book.
You
I
have
think,
to.
I think so. Yes, yes, yes.
Be a member.
Be a member. 877-500-5266. It's really easy. It's juicy. It's
it
something
be any
that you
easier
want.
Or juicier.
Ooh, yeah.
Is it illustrated, the book?
I don't know. They're going to have to find out.
Well, maybe you'll have to find out by calling us at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
It's a well-written book which completely reevaluates human sexual behavior and gets to the root of many of our social and psychological ills. This is incredible. This is incredible.
I'm incredible.
You are. 877-500-5266. You need to call up. You need this book right now.
That's right.
877.
You know you need it.
500-5266. And now back to this amazing Words and Pictures. Not Words and Pictures. That's coming up next. Between the Covers.
Between the Covers, which is a sexy name just right there.
Uh-huh.
A sexy name for
it's
a show sex. With a sexy book on there. Come on, sexy KBOO listeners.
Come
call
on.
Us at 877-500-5266.
You're listening to Between the Covers. Our guests today are Mount Hood Community College English Department faculty members Lydia Yuknovich, Michelle Hampton, and Andy Garovich. We're talking about the Writing the Body Conference that begins today and runs through Saturday, free and open to the public. We've talked a little bit about your guest writer, Christopher Ryan. I'd love to learn more about Kimberly Dark. I've been hearing excellent things about her lately.
Kimberly Dark is pretty much a force of nature is what I would say first. She teaches sociology at Cal Arts and also UCLA and other colleges around the country and runs workshops. But that's not the most important thing about her. Here's what's most important. If you're in the room at one of her performances, you will come in the room as one person and you will leave the room as a completely different person. You will also experience your entire constructedness differently. And by that, I mean your gender construction, your race construction, your national identity construction, how you relate to other people. I'm telling you, you just leave the room a different species because her performances are so interactive and so physical. You won't know what I mean by that unless you show up. So physical that it rearranges your DNA. And for that reason, I'm thrilled to have her because you can't experience her work passively. It will just change you.
The theme of this conference is writing the body. Why do you feel that that's so important to focus on?
Well, we probably, since we're all three teachers, we'd have a lot to say about why it's important to interrogate Western cultural identity codes. But in this topic particularly, we're interested in moving away from identity as made by ego and identity as made by the social scripts you're handed when you get into the world and you're taught how to be a man or a woman or in relationships or a mother or a wife. We're interested in interrogating those ideas, not from how do we think about this, but what if your body had a point of view? I mean, I wrote a whole anti-memoir from the point of view of a body as opposed to how do I think about each of these stages in my life? I tried to write a corporeal narrative, where when you tell the story of what it was like, say, for you to be in a relationship, or you at 20 versus you at 30 versus you at 40 versus me at 50, all those body stories would be different from one another. So we're trying to unlock a way of thinking and being and writing from the point of view of the body.
Yeah, and, you know, just to piggyback on that a little bit, this topic was so important to me for several reasons, one of which is we've experienced an opening up, an explosion of the gender spectrum over the past couple of years. And we went from male and female, from these binaries that are culturally imposed, to a sort of vague peripheral awareness of the gay community. And then the gay community was allowed to be gendered, and so we were able to have gays and lesbians, and then we were finally able to experience LGBT, and then it stuck there for a while, and then it exploded, and then it was LGBTQQ, and there's another letter I'm forgetting, and this has happened right under our feet, and this is a community self-identifying and self-empowering. And the fascinating thing about this is there was no legislation passed, right? There was no, we didn't need a president or a governor or anyone to decide this. This is just what the community has done. But so many things have to change now because of that. We have men's and women's clothing departments. We have men's and women's prisons. There was just a Willamette Week article about what to do with transgender inmates. Mm-hmm. We have men's and women's homeless shelters. Right. We have personal pronouns in our language. Right. We have he, she and it. Right. So people that don't fit the binary suddenly get depersonalized into the it. We have a revolution going on in human experience, which is actually changing the way we use language and indeed is going to lead to the change in our language itself. And so how to write about that, how to think about that. And as Lydia was saying, how to viscerally think about that, how to think about that with the somatic nervous system, right, in the gut. And respond to it. And so I'm interested in how I do that as an educator and an author myself. And so I'm attending this conference as a student myself, wondering how the hell do we do this? How do we move forward in ways that are at the moment cumbersome in terms of gender inclusivity, but can move into more integrative and conscious ways of relating to one another in the world.
Was this easy to make happen on your campus? Did you have the support of your administrators and your...
Yeah, we did. This year especially, we had support of administrators who I think realized how much this could showcase what Mount Hood has to offer to community members who might want to become students, to students who would like to continue to be students. And we are really trying to show that we appreciate what it means to be a writer and to dedicate oneself to the craft, and having community support and financial support. So we're very thankful the college was able to fund the conference.
And Andy, you mentioned that, you know, one of the reasons why you wanted to have a conference on a community college campus was to help your students become comfortable in that environment, as well as some of your faculty members.
Yeah, you know, things that we talked about on our committee that were very important to us all was this notion of exploring ideas in an interdisciplinary fashion, bringing people with expertise in artistry and in craft, but also in various disciplines, and to create that kind of cross-pollination to show our students how their ideas that they're learning in one class connect to their ideas that they're learning in another class, and how all of them can be filtered through their own experience and how it can validate their lives and give them productive paths forward in the world. And an academic conference is something that frequently we think about having in graduate schools or universities, and community college students kind of get left out of the mix. And so it was important to us to start prepping them for what comes next and helping them to participate in those things, feel comfortable in those environments, submit pieces of writing, interact with the ideas, and really reinforce the idea that their education is participatory, and show them how the ideas they're learning in the classroom have relevance outside, and the benefit they have from working and thinking about ideas from multiple perspectives. And so it's, again, to echo what Michelle said, the support of the of the college has been absolutely fantastic in helping us get this together.
I've been so impressed with the speaker series that you put on this spring and the things that you've got going on that campus. It's really, it's obvious that you really take your students' interests to heart and try to give them the best. That's wonderful. We're speaking with faculty members from the English department at Mount Hood Community College, Lydia Yuknovich, Michelle Hampton, and Andy Garavich. We're talking about their Writing the Body conference that begins today on campus and goes through Saturday. Now you have the opportunity to support KBOO and get copies of the works of their guest writers, Christopher Ryan and Kimberly Dark.
Absolutely. My name's Lynn. I'm here with Will, and we are wanting you to help our modest little sexy goal. It's sort of like a flannel nighty. You know, it's a $300 goal. It's a nice, modest goal. We would love you to dial 877-500-5266 to become a member of KBOO and help us make that goal. And we've got presents for you. We've got gifts if you would like to do that. They have just been talking about the performance art that's going on. Location is Everything by Kimberly Dark is one that we can offer you for a $60 minimum pledge. That is a mere $5 a month, folks, which you can put on EFT, and you can now do that on a credit or a debit card.
It's so easy.
Location is Everything by Kimberly Dark combines the best spoken word performance, storytelling, humor, and social activism, all things we know all you KBOO listeners are about. And it's juicy and it's sexy, from exquisite narrative arc of the summer my son turned 16 to the hilarious and illuminating public woman. Dark's mastery of this art form is clear, and it is clear that we need you to help us make our goal of $300. We need you to call 877-500-5266. AOL?
That is absolutely true. We definitely need you to grab those phones and make this happen, because these fascinating interviews with artists, literary figures, writers, people who are encouraging writers, these teachers who are encouraging the new generation of writers that are just coming up, are so important. And these people make up the community that is Portland, Oregon, and is the KBOO listenership. And we've been asking you, if you're feeling sexy today, to pick up the phone. But even if you're not feeling sexy today, we want you to pick up the phone. Whatever you're doing.
Sexier after you
will
do.
And you'll have a good sense of well-being and a sort of sexy attitude.
That's right.
If you just pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And I'd also like to say that people are welcome to walk in off the street. We are on 20 Southeast 8th, and there's a big mural out front, easy to spot us. Come on in, meet our lovely receptionist Zoe and her little dog Max, have a cup of coffee, get a tour of the station, find out where your money goes. But it's very, very important you send us that money, because free speech is not free. It does cost money, and you can help with that. We have to get these bills paid. Otherwise, there'll be no more KBOO. So please dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Value the sound.
Absolutely. And we want to thank our restaurants who have contributed to the hunger well-being of our volunteers today. Bridges Cafe, 2716 Northeast MLK Jr. Boulevard, Gracie's at 729 Southwest 15th Avenue, and Salvador Molly's, 1523 Southwest Sunset Boulevard. That's in Portland, not Hollywood. And thank you very much for your contributions. And now it's time for your contribution. Dear listener, it is time to pony up. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, or kboo.fm. Click on donate today. It's easy and peasy, and it's very essential. It's essential because 83% of our operating budget comes directly from individuals, not corporations. Bill Gates doesn't care, and quite frankly, we don't care about him either. We want to have you contribute to us.
We want the community.
Absolutely. And we're a little behind on this goal in this membership drive, so come on, we need your help right now. We will be extremely grateful, and you will be. It's like we are you are us.
Reciprocity
is it. 877-500-5266. Pick up your sexy phone and your sexy smartphone, and come down and get sex at dawn. Why we wait? Why we stray?
That's the book, not an offer.
Why We Stray and what it means for modern relationships. For a $60 minimum donation, you can get both these things, Sex at Dawn and Location is Everything by Kimberly Dark, for $120 a month. That is for $120 a year, not a month. That's $10 a month.
And it's really not that much. $10 a month. Think about how much you get out of KBOO. And just work out that $10 isn't that much to put up. But we will use it in such a penurious way. We will be so careful with your money. And we will spend it on just what is needed. The minimal staff of salaries.
Six people, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, six people. Can you imagine that, running this fantastic organization?
Well, it's the 500 volunteers that help them, that make it work.
And we have to have those staff members because they're the core that keeps this place running. Our terrific staff are amazing. But we have to pay the electric bill. We have to pay for the antenna.
And a little bit to the... We have to pay the staff just a little bit.
Yeah. But the way we do that is thanks to you, you wonderful, lovely listeners out there in sexy listener land, can pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. You can make this happen. If you don't, who will?
Absolutely.
You've got to ask yourself that question.
Absolutely. $10 a month, or try one hour of what you make a month. That's a really great way to give back to KBOO. 1 hour of your time for 24/7 of KBOO's time. That seems like a pretty good deal to me.
Sounds like a bargain.
Absolutely.
A heck of a bargain.
Heck of a bargain.
Especially when they're talking about sexy things.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's for this juicy station. Give us some of your juicy money. 877-500-5266. It's fun. You'll love it.
That's for sure. And you'll also enjoy donating if you do that.
Now,
what?
Back to our morning radio zine. What's up, Brock?
It's one more segment from Between the Covers, so let's get to it.
All right.
You're listening to Between the Covers. We're speaking with English Department faculty members from Mount Hood Community College, Lydia Yuknovich, Michelle Hampton, and Andy Garovich, here talking about the Writing the Body Conference they've got going on starting today, spanning through Saturday. Michelle Hampton, can you please give us the schedule of events one
Absolutely.
More time?
Absolutely. So we start today, Thursday, May 8th, with the faculty reading in room 1001 from noon to 1 o'clock. Tomorrow, on Friday, May 9th, Kimberly Dark and Chris Ryan will be reading from 11:30 to 1 o'clock in the Visual Arts Theater. Then on Saturday, May 10th, we have the two writing workshops from 10 to noon with Chris and Kimberly, and they will be in rooms 1251 and 1253, and those rooms are near the bookstore. Then on Wednesday, May 14th, will be the student reading from noon to 1 in the Visual Arts Theater. All right? And really, what we're celebrating is rebellion. You know, Kimberly Dark, she had this great, I watched it right before I came. My son is a straight A student. It's ironic. We work at a college, and she's talking about rebellion against, you know, order of education and the classroom, and ding, the bell goes off, time to go. So today, you know, maybe think about being rebellious and do something you don't normally do. Ooh. Right? Huh? Come out on Friday and listen to these inspirational speakers. We would love to see you out at Mount Hood.
And how do folks register for these workshops with Kimberly Dark and Christopher Ryan?
So you could call directly to the Humanities Department. The number is 503-491-7290. And you can just give your name to whomever answers, say you'd like to sign up for the workshop, and we will get you all signed up and send you some confirmation.
And the sign-up is only for the Saturday workshops. The other events are just open to the public to show up, and all of the events are free.
We'd just like to thank KBOO for all their support and wish them lots of luck during this fun drive.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really important community resource for us to be able to come down and share what we're doing at the school, and so thank you for that, and we hope to support the station in any way we can, and you listeners need to do that as well.
Thank you, guys. That's why KBOO's here. This is all good. Thank you, Lydia Yuknovich, Michelle Hampton, Andy Garovich, for all that you do for your students and for your support of KBOO. You've been listening to Between the Covers. I'm Leanne Kranz. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting KBOO during our spring membership drive.
To celebrate our spring membership drive, KBOO is proud to partner with Hopworks Urban Brewery to introduce the British Invasion IPA. Hopworks, an eco-brew pub offering sustainable organic beers, will have the British Invasion IPA on tap during our spring membership drive at both hub locations, 2944 Southeast Powell and 3947 North Williams in Portland. You can learn more about what the Hopworks British Invasion IPA means for KBOO at kboo.fm/IPA. KBOO at the Clinton every second Thursday at 7 p.m. This month, KBOO is proud to show the documentary Queen of the Sun, What Are the Bees Telling Us? The film is an alternative look at the global bee crisis. Before the film will be a short discussion with bee experts on how to help save the bees. That's Thursday, May 8th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. That's some music by Billy Goat. Hello and welcome to Words and Pictures, the comics and animation show. I'm your host, S.W. Conser. And my guest today, live in the studio, is David Klein. He is, along with Nick Woolley, the artistic and composing team Billy Goat, who will be appearing at the Northwest Animation Festival. That's coming up May 12th to 18th. David, welcome to Words and Pictures.
Thank you.
And also on the line, we've got Sven Bonnickson. He is, we're going to be talking with him about the festival coming up. He's the director of the festival. It's great to have Sven back to KBOO. Sven, are you on the line there? And we're going to take a minute to get Sven on the line to talk about Northwest Animation Festival, which is coming up at the Hollywood Theater. But first, let's talk with David about what we can expect to see. You're going to be Wednesday the 14th. You and Nick are going to be on stage performing live ahead of your animations. This is going to be about four different animated films during this show. Tell us about the performance that will be happening.
Well, basically, you get to see the story of my life. For the last 7.5 years, I've had a